First, you might remember the educational computer game, The Oregon Trail, where your biggest concerns as 19th century pioneers were broken wagon axles, how many pounds of buffalo you can carry, or avoiding dysentery. There's a new game out that follows a similar adventure-style format, but this one includes stories told from the perspective of Native Americans displaced by colonization. It's called When Rivers Were Trails. Elizabeth Liponce is the lead creator of the game. She's a designer, writer, artist, and researcher who creates and studies indigenous-led media like games and comics. She's an assistant professor of media and information at Michigan State University. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us today.
Miigwech, thank you for having me.
Well, talk to us about why this was a game that you wanted to create.
Well, the Indian Land Tenure Foundation had already developed the Lessons of Our Land curriculum, and the creative director of When Rivers Were Trails, Nicholas Emmons, had approached me about making a game that could extend from their curriculum and reach students through classrooms. So I was very inspired with a combination of that, as well as someone who grew up with the game Oregon Trail. I've always been really interested in creating an indigenous take on Oregon Trail that would make up for all the times that I had in classroom experiences playing a game that really perceived Native people to be there on behalf of settlers. They're always guides or they're there to trade with. And I was really interested in seeing a game that actually showed Native people for themselves for what was happening during colonization.
And when people think of Native Americans being relocated, they might think of the Trail of Tears further south. Your story, your game shows that there is a very comparable story going on for decades here in the Midwest, right?
Absolutely. Really due to the process of allotment, which was the separation of land into parcels, which was then given to settlers very often with the premise that some would be given to Native people, but in reality, there were a lot of missteps that happened with treaties, a lot of taking advantage of nations. Instead, then, it acted as a form of displacement and created many paths of movement for people all across the way.
So when we sit down to play When Rivers Were Trails, give us the starting point. Where are we starting off?
You start off as an Anishinaabe person in Fond du Lac, and you're effectively run off by gunpoint. This is a true story from Vern Northrup that comes from his family. And so this was a common practice where maybe you didn't actually intend to give up your land, but it was given up on your behalf. And in his case, in his family, a relative of his returned home to find that his land had been given to settlers who thought that it was their territory. And so he was run off. And so you are this person, although you are genderless and you never get to see yourself, you're really put in the position of seeing what it would be like to be displaced. And you continue on a journey all the way from Minnesota to California.
And as I understand it, in theory, there's land waiting for you in California. But as the game goes on, that keeps getting whittled down, as it probably was in history.
Absolutely. And effectively, you're someone who was sent to White Earth because that was a common practice at the time that was done, the forced movement. And you are given opportunities to help with resistances along the way. So historically, Red Lake, for example, was able to hold a lot more land because they banded together and they tried to take their allotment side by side, which was really against what the practice of allotment was trying to do. They were trying to divide up the land to weaken communities. And so you go all along the way looking for work or trading, coming across other communities, and all of the stories are written by Indigenous people who represent or have connections to elders, storytellers, language speakers of those nations. And there are over 20 Indigenous writers represented through the game.
That's what struck me, this great collaboration in building this tapestry of stories in the game. Can you talk more about how you did that?
Absolutely. So the art is done by Washoya Alvitre, who is Tongva, and then I did the user interface art, and the textures were a collaboration. And so it fuses our styles, while then she was inspired by the written descriptions of over 20 Indigenous writers, all of whom come from all the way across the land that you journey along. And effectively all of the writers sent us content, and then the student team at Michigan State University, a part of the Games for Entertainment and Learning Lab, did a lot of work to help writers who had not necessarily all written for games, in fact, the majority of them had not, to adapt that writing into what would work within a game. And so it was a long iterative process.
We're talking to Elizabeth LaPonce about her new game, a collaboration, as we just heard. It's called When Rivers Were Trails. Talk about that title, if you would, Elizabeth. What's the meaning of that?
There was a time in which rivers were seen as trails. So when we thought about the waterways, we thought about travel, we thought about trade points. And during the 1890s, all of the maps started to reflect instead railroads and this new movement of seeing transportation as oriented around trains and being able to move many people as well as many supplies and in turn many settlers. And so really what the game title is about is bringing us back to remembering a time when rivers were our trails.
Looking at this as part of a history curriculum we might have, I'll say in my experience learning history in school, when you heard stories about journeys in the United States or the pre-United States, it was a military expedition, an explorer, a settler, a pioneer. It was Europeans journeying across America. This, for a lot of students, these journeys of Native Americans forced at the beginning, they were invisible to us in a lot of ways. Can you talk about your hope to bring those stories back to everybody's eye?
Absolutely. Really, the inspiration for this is going back to Nicholas Emmons and the Lessons of Our Land curriculum from the Indian Land Tenure Foundation. And they already have that curriculum distributed to schools, which is a really brilliant way in which a game can then also become a part of curriculum actively within public schools. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity for that to be happening. So really, in a sense, because of the basis of this existing curriculum, the game is a way to experience what it would be like to endure through allotment, through colonization, to understand that Native people were not stagnant, right? There were a lot of trade systems. There was a lot of traveling happening, that it was not that only happened when colonizers came in.
Who do you envision playing your game as it gets released into the public and to schools?
Ideally, the audience is middle school and high school students. So far, the game has been played in classrooms of a wide range of ages, and it has also reached outside. And in fact, a Game Informer gave it a review that it's an educational game that is also entertaining, that it blurs the line between education and entertainment. And so what I have learned from this is that the game is playable, not just within an educational or curriculum context, but as a game in and of itself by all people.
Having gone through the experience of making When Rivers Were Trails, do you have another project in mind now?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking a break from large scale managing over 20, you know, a team of over 20 mm-hmm. writers, multiple students working on the team as well, who were all doing their best while also balancing being students, right? So it's a really massive project. There are 12 maps, effectively 12 levels in the game, and so there's about 3 hours of gameplay or more, depending on how long you take to read through the scenarios, how long you sit with them. And so right now I'm working on Along the River of Space Time, which is a virtual reality game in which you activate Anishinaabe constellations to then heal the waters of 360 real film environments that are around you. And that is a gallery experience that will be minutes of gameplay, so vastly different. And so it's really great that in the work that I do, I can bounce back and forth between different modes of gameplay.
We'll leave it there for now. Elizabeth, thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you, Miigwech, for having me.
Elizabeth LaPonce is a designer, writer, artist, and researcher who creates and studies indigenous-led media like games and comics. She's an assistant professor of media and information at Michigan State University. We talked to her about a new educational video game she created from the Native American perspective called When Rivers Were Trails.